Hey, Joe.
Hey.
Hey,
do well, you go by Eric.
I was just going to say, do you go by Eric? Like he's all, Amy, I have Joe on the line, but he goes by Eric. And I'm like, well, he let me call him Joe the whole time yesterday. Darn it.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry, Eric. So what's going on, hon? How can I help you?
So how would this work?
Okay. Perfect. So what you're looking at is, remember I told you at the end that you actually qualify for a different program. So the first program is locked in at $249. It's all month to month. There's no contract. We're going to go ahead and we are going to take over the Google Business Profile. We're going to provide it with programming, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, all of that good stuff. And we can include the website if you need it. It looks like this other website might be theirs, right?
Yeah, I assume so, yeah. But I just canceled that anyway, so.
Yeah, which is no big deal because the website's included. There's nothing extra for it, remember?
Okay.
Yeah, so everything that I'm offering is all-inclusive. There's no extra cost for any of the pieces to this puzzle. So with that, it's all-inclusive. We include all of the Facebook ads, stories, reels, posts, along with the social media marketings, because we want to make sure we set you up for optimal success. We're going to rebrand everything. So Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu, all of it. We're going to rebrand all of it. And yeah, I know you are. I know you're busy. You're always busy when I get on the phone with you. So I
don't
take
it personally. No, I'm just letting the
dogs out. Oh, okay.
I'm not doing anything today.
You're not? Oh, my gosh. We got lucky today.
All right, here's the deal, though.
Okay.
I got rid of all. It was Angie Leads, Consumer Buzz, Top Pro or something. I got rid of all of them.
Okay.
But I do have two companies. Now, which y'all called about Honeydew originally, right?
Yes.
Which Honeydew no longer exists. It's now called Oxford Renew Crew.
Right. I updated that yesterday.
But I have Grow Sharks Tailgating as well. It's a tailgating business that I need to... Is there a way to do both?
Yeah, you can do.
We could
do both. We could do them both, and they'll be done independently. But yes, sir, we can do both. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, and it'll be all the right, same program, same package, same pricing. Everything is locked in. Now the thing is we do have to verify them at two separate addresses. So, do you have a different address for the other business? A friend, neighbor, family member? That we can send that second PIN code to for the tailgating?
I can make something work, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Again, it's just going to be the one-time PIN code that's going to come. And it's not going to be like continual mail or anything. We just need to verify it one time.
But it can't be the same address?
It cannot be the same address.
So, do y'all have, like, some of them have done, like, package deals when I had two companies. Is it going to be $500 a month?
Correct.
That
would be the price. So, normally, and what I had quoted you originally was $299 a month for the independent business. There was a one-time setup fee of $99. I waived the $299. I'm looking here through our notes. On 12/21 we spoke. You have the two companies. I've quoted you $299 for the one and then $249 for the second one, and they both normally come with a setup fee. So the deal on it is when you sign up two companies, because I have it here that you get the rock bottom price for both. So it's just the $249 for both independently. So the fight, it would be, $498.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, with Grow Sharks, I already have a website.
Beautiful.
That I set up a long, long time ago through GoDaddy.
Okay.
What would you need?
What's the domain?
To help with that.
Let me take a look at it.
www.growsharks.com.
Growsharks.com. Okay, growsharks.com is coming up as a digital marketing agency. G-R-O-W. Hold on. Let me go back again. Hold on.
G-R-O-V-E Sharks. All one word.
G-R-O-D-E?
V, yes.
D as in dog, E as in Edward.
So G-R-O-V as in victory, E.
Okay.
Then Sharks.
Grove, like the orange grove.
Yes. Where I'm at.
You think
I'm
deaf as a, you think I'm deaf. Oh my gosh, I love this.
Yeah, it's Ole Miss. They're tailgating.
Yes,
it
is Ole Miss. I love this. We're huge football fans. So I love this. This is amazing. Oh my goodness. Yes.
Yeah, if you've never experienced tailgating here, it's a whole nother level.
I haven't, but I'm going to tell you, we do it pretty good in California too. Okay. We do it pretty good in California too. Yes, sir. Oh my gosh. I love this though. I love this. Okay. Yes. The website looks good. There doesn't appear to be anything wrong with this at all. Oh my goodness.
That I just basically need help. Like there's 30 vendors.
Uh huh.
I mean, at least. So I just don't want to be on the last page. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, let's get it going.
And the companies I have, I mean, they got me up or I showed up, I don't know, probably fifth or sixth, depending on the day.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that one, I keep that one up pretty good because
mm-hmm.
there's not much to it and it's very seasonal, obviously,
mm-hmm.
so I don't have
mm-hmm.
to stay on top of it.
Right.
But I need to be found.
Yeah, because I'm looking here and I could see the other stuff. I've never even heard of a company that helps with tailgating. Like
I do here in Ole Miss.
That's
like,
freaking amazing, dude. Like
us to set up their tents, tables, chairs, TVs, all of it, and then we go back and take it down for them. They never have to do a thing. But
and they
up.
Bring all the ingredients, right? They bring all the ingredients. They bring the TVs, they bring the tents, they bring all that stuff, and you just set it
no,
up,
No, we
right?
do that.
Oh, you bring
yeah,
it, too?
Yeah, we...
Okay.
Yeah.
You give them TVs, too?
If they want.
Oh, my gosh. This is
yeah,
amazing. I need
just
this.
Google
I
the
need
grow,
to start
old
this
man.
Business. I am. I'm literally, like, I'm in shock and awe right now. Like, I'm so excited. You've given me the biggest idea for my area because I'm so good at this stuff. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, this is right up my alley. I set up for parties. I do all this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of work. I don't know.
Yeah.
What campus are you near?
We're about an hour away from UCLA and about an
okay.
hour and 10 away from USC.
So, I mean, it takes your whole weekend up. But out here, it's such a high demand. Oh, my gosh. We did $150,000 in 7 weekends.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I could quit my job. I don't have to work again.
Yeah.
$150,000 in 7 weekends. That's more than enough money. I don't
and
have
I
to
am
do
like,
this anymore.
I'm like the fourth biggest company, third or fourth.
Oh, my gosh.
There's two guys above me that do. We did 150 tents a weekend. And there's one guy out there that does them as close to 8. So I can't imagine what he's making.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, let's get it going.
Anyway.
So you just need a friend or family member that we can send that verification address to. So that way we could get that going. But, yeah, we could do everything, and we can get it all going for the 498. Are you ready to get set up?
All right. So... I've done so many of these, and I'm just so nervous.
I know, but I've been talking to you since November, the last time that we've really got to sit down and talk about it.
All right, so how does it work? How do y'all link, like, my Facebook page, my Instagram page? So both companies have a Facebook page. They both have an Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really do a whole lot on Twitter. Not for that. I mean, do y'all link all this? Do y'all pull
absolutely.
The photos? Like,
no, that's absolutely what we do. So what happens is you have a client interview, client onboarding, Eric. And what happens during client onboarding is we go ahead and we get all of the information that we need to correlate and retarget everything and link it all together. Because the whole point of this all matching up is because when you have correlation on things and you have automatic retargeting with the packages, then it's going to show you a strong return on investment. But most importantly, it's going to push you further up the list. So the fact that you went from Honeydew to Oxford with the same phone number, that alone causes misinformation out there about your company. The first thing we need to go out and do is NAP cleanup, name, address, phone number, website. We need everything to be consistent and accurate across the board. So that is literally the very first thing that we do. During client interview, they're going to gain access to the Google Business profile as well as to the Facebook page. We're going to begin those ads and the retargeting and getting everything cleaned up. That's the first step in order to have it consistent and accurate, because you're never going to rank if it's not consistent and accurate. Because when Google sends out those bots and they scrape the internet and they're looking for Oxford, but it's attached also to Honeydew, we have to go ahead and get rid of that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We want everything to be consistent and accurate across the board on this. And the other thing is that if you have the same phone number for this, for the Grove Sharks, then we're going to want to make sure that we assign a separate number to this with the Google call tracking, because this will even throw another wrench in the get along. Okay. Because now the phone number is attached to multiple businesses. So when Google sends those bots out to scrape the internet, the web crawlers, they're looking specifically for inconsistencies and inaccuracies. The companies that have things most consistent and most accurate, what happens is that pushes them further up the ranking organically and naturally, let alone on top of all the programming, keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, and review generation that we do in addition to that. These are the natural organic things that we have to do in order to ensure proper placement. Now, when we give you the Google call tracking number for whichever business you choose to use it on, if you choose to use it on the Oxford or if you choose to use it for the Grove Sharks, it is our suggestion to separate the two with a business phone number, only because you want that consistency and accuracy for both businesses. You don't want them intertwining and mixing it up. So we assign that to you, and all those calls still come to your own direct phone number. It's not like it's going, you have to get a different phone or anything like that, okay? It's just rerouting the call through a call tracking number for your ranking purpose.
So do I need to find a new number? Or
No. We're going to give you one. It's included with the package and the services. We're going to give you one. So basically what we would do is we would give whichever one you want to use the call tracking on, the call tracking phone number, we would use the call tracking phone number on whichever, assign it to whichever business. And when like, say you put it on the Oxford one, right? You put it on the Oxford Renew Crew, okay? So if we put it on that, then we're just going to update that Google Business Profile, update, we're going to build the website out, and when we do that and we do all those listings and clean everything up, it's all going to be assigned to the Google call tracking number, okay? That way, but that call tracking number comes directly to your regular cell phone. It's not, you don't have to get a different phone. It's not a different line. It's not confusing. It's all consistent, okay?
All right.
In addition to that, you're going
to
have
the
link tracking.
So would I need to change the number on my website?
Yeah. Yeah, you would change it to the call tracking number. That way, everything is coming through that. Because when somebody does an index, or when Google does an index for just the phone number, it's going to produce a different search result. Okay? So when I'm looking for the phone number, and that's why I said what I personally would do is leave the 662-816-3493 to the Grove Sharks. Because when I do a search for that phone number alone, up pops the Facebook for Grove Shops, up pop Sharks, up pops the Google business profile. But then below that pops up Show Me Local for Honeydew, Oxford Pressure Washing. Then down below that, it has a little bit more information. But the fact that the things don't match together, you see, like it's popping multiple things for the same phone number, that actually hurts your ranking.
All right. Well, here's the problem with that.
Okay.
I've got more people that know my number from my regular company,
mm-hmm.
and I've got business cards and the decals on my truck for my regular company.
Okay.
So if we're going to give a separate number,
we're going to do it for Grove Sharks. Okay.
That's really what I need to do.
No problem.
I don't have as much
tied to it.
Tied to that number.
Understood.
Does that make sense?
No, it absolutely makes sense 100%. I thought maybe you had more tied to Grove Sharks because Grove Sharks has kind of been around a little bit longer, right?
Yeah, but since it's seasonal, it's really just my number. I don't have business cards. It's
right.
Both companies are on the side of my truck with my phone number, but that's just what local people will see anyway.
Right.
But, like, yeah, I've got business cards and shirts and everything from my
okay,
other
so then let's leave the other one alone. Let's change Grove Sharks over. No problem. That's not a problem at all. We just want to make sure that when somebody is looking it up, that it's showing everything consistent and accurate. I mean, shoot, when I do a search for your phone number, I can see Joseph E. Trimble lives in Oxford, Mississippi, and it says that you're at 502 Wedgewood Drive. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
That's just doing a basic search on your phone number. That's not even doing a deep dive or anything. That is public information number one right there. It says you're 42 as well. So that means you were born in 1980, right?
Yes, ma'am. Good
so
point.
Was I in September.
March.
March. Okay, so your birthday, it's your birthday month. What day?
Next Thursday.
Is that going to be let me see here. It's the 9th. Okay. I thought if it was the 8th, that's my niece's birthday. My mom is the 31st. My other niece is the 3rd. My uncle's the 3rd. We got a lot of March birthdays around here.
Yes. March is a popular month.
It sure is. So tell me what you want to do.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean,
okay.
Let's do it all.
Okay. So let's go through this first. Hold on. Joseph, since it's officially Joseph, we're going to put that middle name Eric, E-R-I-C.
Yes, I go by my middle.
Okay, I know you go by your middle name, but I have to put the whole name in there, and then I'll assign it as just the middle name that you go by, Eric, and that way that's how we will address you, okay? Okay, email address for Oxford.
For the Renew Crew, it's, I just made it. It's OxfordRenewCrew@gmail.com. Yeah, and I guess y'all are going to have to do a website for that one.
Right. Well, there is one attached to the Google listing now. Who built this last one?
Top Line Pro.
It still is under honeydewoxford.com.
Yeah, I just canceled all that. I don't know what will happen.
Okay, well, it's going to go down. What I want you to do, though, is I do want you to call them, and I want you to ask them for your Google Business Profile credentials. Do you already have your Google Business Profile credentials?
I don't even know what that means.
So it'll be a username.
I told you, I'm not good with this.
It's okay. It'll be a username and password. Username is usually a Gmail account. So what I want you to do is you call them up and you be really firm with them and you tell them, I need the Google Business Profile credentials, because if you don't know what they are, then you don't have them, honey. So we're going to have to get them for you, okay? No worries.
And that's for the website?
Not the website. We're not even going to worry about their website. We're going to it's for the Google Business Profile, so we can log in and begin programming immediately. If they don't give you the credentials, that's okay, because we can claim over it. It's not the end of the world, but we want to obviously do things in the least amount of time. Like, we want to make sure that we have this working for you as quickly as possible.
If we're changing names and building a new website, does that one even matter anymore?
The Google Business Profile does, because we can take that old website off and we can just work from the profile itself. Here, let me send you a link so you can see what I'm talking about. I'm going to send you a text right now. Hold on one second. Click on this link. Okay. Did you get it?
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to see. All right.
When you look it up, you see that what we call the Google Knowledge Card, where it says Google Oxford Crew, or Oxford Renew Crew, and then it says website, save, call, all of that.
Yes.
Okay, so right there, just where it says Oxford Renew Crew, see photos, all of that with the information about the business. That is a Google Business Profile. This right here, Eric, is where we provide the programming to make you come up as a top recommended option on Google. So we could take that website off and we can attach the new website for you, but no matter what, you should always have the credentials to this Google Business Profile, because as the business owner, you are the owner of this as well, and we have the ability to go ahead and overwrite what they've done directly with Google, because we're a premier partner. So if they don't give you the login credentials for this, it's not the end of the world, because we can still work with it. We can still fix it, okay?
How would I figure out, where would you even go to put the credentials in?
That's all done with the IT department during your client onboarding. We actually send you a link to your Google Business Profile. We send you like an invitation so you can log into it. I honestly know a ton about this.
If I wanted to try to log into
it
right now, where would I go?
Log into GBP. Let me see. I'm just going to look, log into GBP account. Hold on. You would go, so it looks like you can go, just, you can Google, whoops.
Here's the, when I canceled, I told them I just sold everything, that Honeydew no longer exists. It wasn't.
Okay. No worries.
It was a stretch.
Yeah. But no, we can fix
if
it.
If I call back and I'm like, no, I need my Google review information.
Don't worry about it. We got you. We'll just claim over it from the beginning. Don't worry about it. I appreciate your honesty, because then I know what to do. We're not even going to worry about it, okay? I'm just going to put here in the notes, doesn't have the login, need to claim over. Okay? It takes 7 to 14 days for us to claim over.
I had done like this with 4 different companies, and every time I tried to cancel one, it gave me a hard time. So this time, now that Honeydew is gone, I just thought, I'm like, the business is gone, it's sold, I just need to get rid of this stuff. And none of them argued me on it. So I just said, I'm going to anybody else, it would have been an hour-long conversation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And I understand that because then they're going to try to talk you back into it and all of that. So what I'm going to tell you is this time when we set this up for you, Eric, we're going to make sure that you have your Google Business Profile credentials. We're going to send them over to you via email. We're going to walk you through how to log in. That way you have full access and control over everything because no matter what, you should always have that full access and control. What we believe in most here is promoting owner growth. So even though we're going to take care of all of this for you and you just answer the phone when it rings and take care of your clients and all of those good things, you also should always have full control over this.
You know what?
Hmm.
I think I know it.
Do you? Okay. Okay. Well, hang on to that because during client interview, they're going to need it. Now, what is the address that we're going to send the PIN code to for Oxford Renew Crew?
All right, because I got an email the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Google Business Profile. It was sent to my EricTrimble911 Gmail account, my normal Gmail account.
Mm-hmm.
And it let me go on there and change my name. So that's probably what you were talking about.
Yes,
right?
That's exactly what they're talking about. Exactly, you've got it. That's beautiful. No worries. We're going to be able to take care of that. Yeah, it's okay. But what is the address we have this business at?
I want to do Renew Crew. Just use my regular address, 502 Wedgwood Drive.
Okay. Okay. 38655, right?
Yes. And Wedgwood is one word, but I think you already know that.
Yep. I got that. It all went through together. Okay. Now, hold on. This is your government name. Goes by Eric. Let me put this in here as well. Let me just go ahead and put it in like this. That way it's in. I think in all the times we've talked quite a few times. I think in all the times we've talked, this is the longest I've ever had a conversation with you because you are always busy. Well, it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying. You know what I mean?
Well, we had three really good days. And crammed a lot in because we've got really bad storms here today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we weren't even going to go try to power wash stuff in the middle of thunderstorms. So.
Well, yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense either because
so that's why
you have to do it again.
I'm taking care of this type of business today while I have a chance.
Right, absolutely. So we're going to schedule that client interview, too. We want to get that going right away. So give me just a second so I can try to lock something in for you.
I mean, I don't know how quick you can do that, but if you have something this afternoon or tomorrow, that would be awesome.
I have something tomorrow. Today's calendar is stacked full. You tell me what time you want tomorrow.
Whenever. It don't matter.
Let's do between 11 and 12. No. 10 and 11. 10 and 11. Does that work?
Is that my time or your time?
Your time.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to go ahead and lock this in now. Go ahead and go like that. Okay. Let me grab this email address. You're going to receive an email notification for that here. Give me just a second.
Where is that going to?
The Oxford.
Okay.
Just for now. I'm going to go into the other profile in just a minute. Let me just let them know what I need from this. Hold on. Okay.
It's fine. I'm just trying to make sure I put everything on the new address or my personal address and not
right.
The old one. I'm going to eventually get rid of that.
Hmm. Services.
Who knew rebranding was so hard?
Well, it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot easier on you when you have a company who's doing it for you, as opposed to you having to resubmit and fix and change everything. Okay.
Well, that's the other. Like, I wasn't going to go through this four times.
Right.
And to be honest, I don't even know if any of them were really doing anything.
Right. Well, this, you're going to be able to, it's going to be tangible. You're going to be able to see it because, first and foremost, and most importantly, you get a tracking and reporting system with the entire package. Plus, I'm sending out a series of texts right now. You're getting my direct phone number and extension line. I'm going to send you the number for client support as well as a six-minute YouTube tutorial. So give me just a second here. Okay. There we go. Okay. So for Oxford Renew Crew, what exactly are we looking for as far as services? I know you said window washing, pressure washing, right? Window cleaning.
We do pressure washing, self-washing.
Exterior home cleaning?
Yeah, like we do roofs, driveways, houses, commercial buildings, whatever.
What about fleet vehicles?
I haven't done that yet. I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
RVs or boats?
Yes, I have done those.
Do you want those on your profile or no?
Sure. Put it all on there.
Okay.
And then we do the window cleaning,
mm-hmm.
commercial and residential,
mm-hmm.
and we do a parking lot line striping.
Okay. Okay. Let me see here. Now what else I told you was for this business, if you wanted the Google guarantee as well, that you can get it. We can get the direct leads through Google guarantee because you have all the licensing insurance. You can pass the background check, all of that. The application for Google guarantee is only, $250. It goes, and it's a one-time fee to get everything completely approved for Google guaranteed. And then you would get guaranteed leads coming into you at $20 a lead. There's a minimum monthly budget on that. Let me see what it is. Hold on. Minimum monthly budget on that is $261 for 13 Google guaranteed leads per month. And it is hands down one of my very, very favorite services in addition to this package because it just works so well. You don't pay for gobbledygook. The clients are contacting you, not the other way around, okay? The clients are reaching out to you. They've decided to work with you. It's not like, hey, here, Eric, here's a phone number. Hope for the very best. Call them back when six other people are calling the exact same lead. It's the very best pay-per-lead. Google built this pay-per-lead service to trump all other pay-per-lead services. So that's available to you as well, okay?
If I sign up for that, can I cancel it if I don't like it?
Absolutely, 100%.
I'm just very weary of that after Andy leads.
because I get that, but they built this to trump Angie's leads for that exact reason. Because Angie's a home advisor, all of that. So what happens with them is this, Eric, they get, you know, they hand you a phone number and they're like, here, you know, they capture the lead from the first page of Google and then they go ahead and they resell it to you and five or six of your competitors. The lead cost is always fluctuating and then you have to chase that client down. But what happens with Google Guarantee is we set your Google Guarantee profile up and the clients are going to Google and they're connecting with you directly. You only pay per quality lead. So if you give estimate over the phone or you set appointment with the client to go out and give them face-to-face estimate, those are the only two instances that Google considers that a qualified lead. All other calls are unqualified. If it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's any of those reasons, then you, those are considered unqualified and you're just flat out not charged, because in that section, all the calls are recorded for those exact purposes. They're guaranteeing you leads, just like they're guaranteeing the general public that you are a quality service provider. Okay?
All right.
Do you want to put that on, you want to get the application fee out of the way?
Yeah, I guess we can try it.
Okay, give me just 1 second.
So wait, so I'm up to $750 a month already?
Nope, not a month. So right now it's going to be, this first month, it's going to be the $750 to get the application fee out of the way. It takes 4 to 8 weeks to get the Google Guarantee approval completely done. Once it's done, then we contact you and say, hey, we're ready to go ahead and set up the application fee and go ahead and get that going. So ready to set the Google Guarantee lead cost. Your leads are locked in at the flat rate of $20 per lead with a minimum monthly budget of $261. So when they set that minimum monthly budget, the leads will come off of that independently, and you can pause it. You're not automatically charged because you're able to pause that campaign, and the budget will roll over to the following month. You're not, we don't even, it's not an automatic charge is what I'm saying. We reach out to you and we say, hey, we're ready to set them in a monthly budget for the leads. When you want to cut those leads on, Eric, you say, okay, go ahead. Here's the $261. We start chipping away at that at $20 a lead, 13 leads a month. And then if you want to upgrade that or you want to increase that, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. You're in complete control over it. It's nothing like Angie's.
Except Angie didn't have a monthly fee. It was just you paid per lead. I guess that's the
Yeah, it is a month. It's the same thing. It's not a monthly charge for it. So the $261 for the Google Guarantee leads, the $20 comes out of that budget. Just Google requires a minimum monthly budget for those guaranteed leads is all that it is. It's just a little bit different when Angie's would just charge no matter whether or not you landed the job, right?
Yes.
Google only charges for qualified leads. So only in those two instances, when that person calls you, Eric, and it's a sales or solicitation call, you're not charged. Normally, if it was Angie's, you would have been charged. When you try to get that refund, they're like, there's no way to prove that, right? You took the call, you made the call, we're charging you for it. It's completely different. So if it's a sales or solicitation call, if it's somebody seeking employment with your company, heck, if it's a service you don't provide and you turn the job down, you're not charged. If it's outside of your service radius and it's not listed on your Google Guarantee profile, you're not charged for that. You're only charged in the instances for the phone calls that are actual leads.
How do I track that?
It's going to be trackable because all those calls are recorded with the Google call tracking, phone number that is attached. So all those Google Guarantee calls are recorded, but we also have a spot within our local Splash dashboard for Google Guarantee where it's all trackable. We track everything because it's the only way that if you're not able to measure it, you're not going to stay. We've been doing this for a very long time, and we know that you have to be able to track the entire package. So it's all trackable through the Local Splash dashboard.
All right.
Okay. Let me see here. Hours of operation for Oxford Renew Group?
I guess you can say 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Weekends by appointment only. Or not at all?
You can put that, but I try not to work on weekends.
Then we don't have to put it. If you don't want to put it, don't put it. It sounds like your weekends are pretty full. Listen, I'm the same way.
Are.
This is my first 7 to 4, okay, but first 9 to 5 job in my entire life. I worked waitressing my entire life, okay? So when people are like, are you open on the weekend? I'm like, uh-uh, and don't you dare suggest it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. Leave me alone. Okay. Do you want, I see the logo for the Oxford Renew Crew from the Facebook. Do you want me to update it, or are you happy with that logo?
No, yeah, we just made that one. That one's fine.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, got it. Forms of payment you accept, cash, check, credit card, PayPal,
wait.
Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
Do you have the one that says line striping and power washing, or just the one with my name and number on it?
This one just has your name and number. It just has the name and the number on it. But during your client interview, Eric, they're going to tell you exactly how to send everything over to us. So that way we can get all the proper stuff put into place for you. Okay?
All right. Sounds
yeah.
Good.
No worries. How far out do you want to go for the Oxford Renew Crew?
We do Oxford mostly, but we'll go to Water Valley or Pontotoc or New Albany or Batesville.
Okay, so like 25-30?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right.
When Albany's what? That's not always New Albany. 25-30.
No.
I think it's 45 minutes to get there, so it's probably longer than 25 miles. There's only one way to go.
Okay.
Oh, I'll do the question.
That's okay. I'm looking here. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and submit this over, and then let me go. Hold on a second. Need. All right, let me go to the next profile so we can get this going here. Just a moment.
Yeah, you can do like.
What's that?
You can do 50 miles, I guess, because New Albany's 38 miles away.
Okay. We'll update it to 50 miles. Absolutely. Okay, so the phone number we're going to use right now for it's Grove Sharks Tailgating is the name of the other business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the zip code on that is still the 38655. Is that where you're still going to send you already have that Google Business profile. So if you have access to that Grove Sharks Tailgating Google Business profile and we don't have to claim over it, you may be able to keep it exactly as it is.
Okay.
Like, we might not have to do a different address is what I'm getting at. Where was Grove Sharks? Because I see a Google Business profile here for Grove Sharks Tailgating. Where was Grove Sharks Tailgating Google PIN verified at the same address or at the old address?
At my address, the same one.
The 502?
Yeah.
Do you have access to that Google Business profile? Or do you know?
I don't know.
Okay. So let's go ahead and put the other address down on there. And then if it turns out you do have access, fantastic. If not, then we already have the backup in place. So what's the address you want to use for Grove Sharks Tailgating?
So do you want to use the same one, or do you want me to give you a different one?
I'd like you to give me a different one for just in case.
505 Wedgewood Drive. I just use my neighbor across the street.
Does he know you're using him?
Oh, they won't care.
You're over there checking his mail. Eric,
no,
what you
friends.
Doing out there, brother? Well, you know, I'm just looking for my mail. I love it. It makes me laugh. Oh, goodness. Okay. All right. Hold on. One business is a pressure washing and window cleaning. Second one, and the second profile. Profile is for a tail. I'm setting under the same phone number for now. Please assign tailgating. Okay. All right. I've got all of that in. Okay. And then that's correct. That's correct. Wait a minute. I need the domain for this. Go back. GroveSharks.com. I can't wait to tell my husband about this tailgating business. I am just like, I love it. It's absolutely amazing. Okay. That's all updated. Okay. Perfect. So now we have that separate phone number for that. The email address that you want for GroveSharks, what email address do you want for that?
It's Eric@GroveSharks.com.
Eric@GroveSharks.com. Okay, perfect. Go ahead and notate that. Got it. And then how far out is the service radius on that?
Not far, because, I mean, it's Ole Miss. We only do Ole Miss University, so I don't think it really matters.
Okay. All right.
Well, but we do rentals for whoever's coming in town, so I don't know how you want to do that.
Okay, so it's going to be, you're going to do party rentals, tent rentals, table rentals, all of that as well, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I have people from Alabama that use us and LSU and everywhere, so I mean, I don't, that one's more of a broad.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's okay. That's perfectly okay. All right. So let me go in here. I've got everything set up for that. We're good to go. The only thing, let me see what he's got going on here. Okay. So let me see. The billing address for the cart you're putting on file, Eric, is that the 502 Wedgewood Drive in Oxford, Mississippi, 38655?
Yes.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I think it's a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
So what am I paying today?
Today you're paying the total of $748. That's the $250 application fee for the Google Guarantee. And then it is two programs for the platinum package, for one for each business, for $249 apiece. The reoccurring payment is going to be only the $498. So that is the reoccurring payment is just for the two platinum packages. Once the Google Guarantee approval is set and we're ready to set minimum monthly budget and run those ads live, we contact you to set minimum monthly budget. And then that is at $261.
So it's basically going to be about $750 every month.
If you choose to take advantage of all those ads that are coming in, the Google Guarantee, yes, which, I mean, at $20 a whack, you can't beat that with a stick, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's all pausable. So listen, in the winter, when you're not setting up tents and you're not, the business is dormant, you call in, you pause that campaign. You're not charged. You don't lose your placement. You're locked in. When you want to ramp it up again and you want to go full bore and it's coming on spring or whenever you want to, you call, you activate it again. The entire package is 100% pausable, and you're not charged when it's on pause. Okay?
So can I set them up and then you pause GroveSharks for now until probably June?
Yeah, they do have to go ahead and get it set up, though, so give get through client onboarding, get that set completely set up, and then we'll pause it. Let us get it all set up and moving forward, and then we'll pause it. Absolutely. Okay?
Okay.
But it does also take 30 to 45 days for full placement to show. So let's see, we're in March. You probably want to kick it back on because you want to be full bore in June. So you probably want to kick it back on about the middle of April. Okay?
All right.
So we can get the programming going for that. All right. So let me go back here. All right. I'm ready when you are.
It's 4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
4044.
Mm-hmm.
7380.
Expiration month and year?
827.
Three-digit code on the back?
693.
I need to set a security question on your account. And that is going to be either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Hampton, city I was born in.
Yeah, city you was born in, Hampton.
Virginia, if that matters.
Nope, don't matter to us. Okay, let me go ahead and add this product in very quickly. I'm giving you a custom site since you're doing everything. We're giving you a custom site with this bigger package for the, let me give that, it's free of cost, upgrade. I'm giving you every bell and whistle that I can. Lock that in very quickly. Well, you deserve it. You've been through the ringer on this stuff, and you deserve it. You're a decent person. I can tell talking to you that you're a decent person, you know? So I want to give you everything that I can. It's not like you're just trying to advertise your company properly. You're not trying to work anybody over or get anything that's not due to you, you know?
I do.
All right, give me
just so this, all right. So this is handles everything, right?
It literally handles everything.
So, like, the first guy called me and was like, well, your profile's not showing up. I'm like, okay, I'll go with you. Then the next one's like, well, you have a profile, but your name's not found if they do it by, like, Alexa or whatever. Like, there's no voice recognition.
Voice-activated searches. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We include
so I signed up with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next call is with a different angle. And I was so stupid, like, I didn't know. And then finally, one guy was like, you're paying us all for the same thing. You know?
Right. I told you that, too. I told you that. I was like, you explained everything to me. And I was like, you are literally paying for all, you're paying four companies for the same thing.
And I don't know how many companies there are like y'all, but I get calls every day about my Google business profile. And I just started not answering them.
Wow. Well, this is gonna eliminate that, but you definitely should not, just don't even, nobody else is gonna, we're taking care of all the Google business profile. Those companies that call, quote unquote, about the Google business profile, what they're doing is they're trying to, honestly, they're trying to scam you. But what we can do is we have the ability to DNC those calls so that they don't contact you any longer. So we literally have the ability to eliminate them.
Okay.
Okay, so give me just a second. All right, that's good to go. Here we go. Okay, let me lock this in. Just a second. I don't know why the invoice says that. It did that properly, but it didn't do the reoccurring properly. Give me a minute. Oops. Nope. Two times two, save. Times two, save. Okay. That is how it should look. Let me go back in here. I'm super sorry. Thank you for your patience. Okay, hold on. It's the reoccurring is not right. Please fix it so I can send T and C again. Should reoccur at 249 times 2. Please. I obviously type and talk at the same time. Okay, so the other thing I'm going to do while he's fixing that up is I'm going to go, maybe I can do it like this. Maybe it's going to allow me to, I don't want to mess it up. I'm going to go ahead and send everything over in writing. So what I'm going to send over to you is I'm going to send a text and an email that's going to say Google Guarantee application. So this application is super easy to fill out. You're going to upload all of the business information, business documents. You also are going to go ahead and upload your Social Security as well as your driver's license to the secured document, and then during the client interview, they're going to go ahead and cover this as well, okay? So the LSA, Local Service Ads, Google Guaranteed, is all-inclusive with the package that you already took care of. So they're going to go ahead and square that away. With this, you will be receiving a couple of emails as well as a couple of text messages welcoming you to the Local Splash family. I'm going to send out the terms and conditions right now with the reoccurring billing. Give me just a second. Okay. Processed invoice. Reoccurring should be at 498. Okay. The email address that you want me to send the terms, the Google Guarantee application to, is that the OxfordRenewCrew@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, give me just a second here. It's going to come from me, anelson@localsplash.com. What's going to happen is it'll be a clickable link, and they'll go ahead and take you through everything with that. And then you can begin sending over any and all photos and logos and all of that. I'm going to send you one last text message, photos@localsplash.com. So you can send those over to this email as you get time, because if today's the day that you have all the time for that, then perfect. We can go ahead and get that squared away, and you can start sending everything over so we're ready, set, go. Okay?
All right.
So I'm going to send out a new invoice to you right now. Give me just a moment. Perfect. Let me resend your terms and conditions, reset them, and then I will send out a text for you right now. The text is going to come through, and it's going to say, Joseph Eric, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We send a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Go ahead and click on the link, please. All right. Once you click on that link, it's going to open up and it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is literally everything that I verbally promised to provide for you. Google Business Profile Optimization, all the directory submissions, customized My Site website is included with the package for the Oxford Renew Crew at nothing additional. When you scroll down, ignore the landing page with the asterisk because you don't need that. We're giving you the customized site. Facebook ads is all inclusive. Google ads are not included in this current package. If you choose to upgrade at any time, you can, but I don't think you need them at this point. Google Workspace is something that they'll go over during client onboarding. LSA is the Google Guarantee, which is included with Oxford Renew Crew. Advanced reporting is live on all of the platforms and every piece of the package that you have. When you scroll through here, you'll see we give live client support. SMS communication is text message communication between us and you. And then when you scroll down here to the payments, you'll see what's happening here. So the original cost was the $748. That's at your local bundle along with the Facebook ads for both packages, so times two. LSA is the Google Guarantee application fee, one time already charged. The reoccurring payment will only be at the flat rate of $498. And then once the application and everything has been processed for Google Guarantee,